This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Democrats are asking President Biden for more federal funding as the state anticipates an even larger influx of migrants, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado's Democratic Congress members have written the president urging him to release money from the Shelter and Services Program. They write, "It's vital that future rounds of funding are robust for both interior and border communities and to reimburse communities such as Denver for the full cost of expenses incurred while responding to the influx of migrants." The letter was led by Congresswomen Yadira Caraveo and Diana DeGette. More than 7,000 migrants have arrived in Colorado since December at a cost of $8 million to the state and $14 million to Denver. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Flood warnings are in place for Denver and Adams County, specifically along the lower part of Sand Creek. Those flood warnings are in effect for the next several hours. There is currently some flooding on roads and low-lying areas around the Denver metro. Motorists should avoid unnecessary travel and should not attempt to cross flooded roads. Cherry Creek is also flooding over its banks, potentially affecting traffic lanes on Spear in Denver. Several roads are closed and impassable in Adams County. Nearly 7,000 people are without power in Teller County, and another 1,000 are without power in Park County. Flood watches are in place for Fort Collins and Boulder. The National Weather Service says there's a good chance more hail will hit areas east of I-25. Strong winds over 60 miles per hour are also possible, and tornado watches are in effect for Cheyenne, Kiowa, Kit Carson, Yuma counties along the Kansas border. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.